Proclamation number 8703 of 19th of December, 1963. God's promise to his co-workers. No matter how your life turns out, you are always under my protection and can completely entrust yourselves to me that I will arrange everything for your good. And even if it seems as if no more help is to be expected earthly, you still do not need to fear, and you can be sure of it that again and again a way out is found, that everything lies in my power what I want, and my exceedingly great love always determines my will. And so I again and again give you the assurance that I need you, that your cooperation in the last time before the end is so exceedingly urgent and necessary, that you can also be sure of every help on my part, because you serve me, and I do everything to you what is only useful to you. And my love always determines me to make life as bearable as possible for you, and I pour out my gifts of favor over you abundantly. Spiritually and earthly I give to you in a measure that you recognize a loving Father and return his love to him. You will need to suffer no earthly hardship, and I will keep all adversity away from you, as far as this is favorable for your maturing of the soul. But still far more will I give you spiritual good, because also there I pour out my gifts of favor unlimitedly. Consider that every word, which you receive from me, means supply of power, and you will always be able to use this, therefore I will also always be prepared to let it flow towards you in form of my word. You yourselves can certainly reduce this supply when you close yourselves to my word. But I will never let it lack the right food for your soul, which it needs at any time. And I will never limit the supply of strength, but I make it dependent on your free will that you connect yourselves with me and so therefore stand in constant contact with me, who then will also give you spiritual good as most loving Father. For I have also set this as a condition that you are to seek my kingdom first. But then everything else will be granted to you. And this promise is truly visibly fulfilled in you. And so you may always know yourselves to be loved by me. You may believe that I want to make you happy and also want to turn away all suffering from you, as far as this is helpful for your soul. Because also you, who are mine and want to serve me, you still have to mature on earth, and you are therefore to radiate an increased measure of love, so that I can spare you from suffering, because love increases the degree of maturity of your soul and dissolves all dross, of which the soul is still covered. But also in suffering I stand by you, for you are also to recognize me as your Father who makes all adversity bearable for his children, who himself is with them with his help so that they are not endangered in body and soul. Therefore constantly unite with me, for in unity with me you are also under my protection, in unity with me my adversary cannot harass you, and in unity with me you are also constantly flooded with strength, and you can ward off every adversity from you. In unity with me you also receive my word, which proves my presence to you. And what can then still happen to you when I'm present to you? And as soon as you know that my presence also proves itself through the supply of my word. As soon as you know that I speak to you when I'm present to you, you will also not resist the influx of strength. I.e., you will not refrain from listening to my word, because this word is the most delicious nourishment which your soul can receive in order to mature still on earth. You will therefore never experience a restriction from me, but you yourselves determine it whether my love towards you can express itself through the word. Speak I myself to you, then you can already be happy on earth, because then you are also in truth my children, to whom my Father love applies and will apply until all eternity. Amen.